But this, like, this time, this when I was doing this, my physical ability was peak, I tell you, right?
Really? Are you still alive?
Yes! This is just, I did for my record, like, how far I can actually copy to this fast movement without, this is a comparatively short period without wasting, like, little bit of time for the middle to the exact point, 8 hours. I did this for 2 periods, spent the time, so I just jump up anything, whatever I can paste up in one dimension, right? Then I made, try to make it sort of look like, you know, make it a little bit more than interesting, because that time everybody was using that kind of thing, that's why I got the idea, well, that's good, that's paste on everything on a flat surface, right? That's sort of a lot of problem, right? You want to compose everything like this. That time I got to tell everyone, don't ever walk into this part of apartment, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, not apartment, basement, but Mr. Arnold and Mrs. I hardly ever come down basement anywhere. Basement or upside down news, that's what's like possible, right? Mm-hmm. But if that way, you can probably this way, that way, not that way, right? But then, you know, such a common place arrangement, because everyone's doing this, we'll find a figure out that's the best way to, for this movable, you know, they're upsetting.
But all these objects were hung right there all together.
Exactly. Everything was there, exactly that way. I went for those decadent story, but I just counted this one. Everything is there.
What are they hanging on? What kind of board is that?
Oh, this is a board I found. It's pretty much like you're using at the basement thing to go. A house I was living in, exactly the same style, it built the same style. Instead of brick, it was wood stuff and bigger. In New York, everything is bigger. Oh, everything is bigger. Maybe those measurements itself was bigger, probably, mm-hmm. you know. That might be bigger, you know.
But the wood. Right.
But the wood was used to cover up the house and the basement. That house is really terrible.
Like paneling?
Huh?
Paneling?
Hmm?
Panel.
No, that's a hole to get into the basement. Mm-hmm. The basement is
oh, yeah, right, plywood there.
Yeah, then we put plywood on it, right? Mm-hmm. So this was probably used for pretty much the same purpose, right? But what wasn't used and sort of hanging around the backyard, and backyard was the grass was this high, mm-hmm. I grow all this wild. You know? You have to go through like this, and you find all kinds of things in there, right? God knows how it's been like this, but 10 years no one cut right. Mm-hmm. At the middle of the course, I mean, now the opposite side of time, right? Of mm-hmm. you know? I don't know how they reacted. Very eccentric, you know, they were really eccentric. So I got the other one, right? This is her husband's coat hanging on the basement, and it's mold and everything. Mold. It's just like a rat eat up or something, right? That about this size lives right in this mailbox, right?
Oh, really?
Up all the mail, I think. Again, that's not really right.
How about that plastic sheet?
This is this person, Joe, you know, I was going to name it Joe's Dream almost, right? Because it's this man's dream. Mm-hmm. It's about a very short man, Irish man, right? Very mm-hmm. married to this lady, right? He comes from a very humble family in Brooklyn, something like. Absolutely perfect husband, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like man biggest dream is to go to bed and sleep or something, right? Mm-hmm. And then, but you know, so I thought, you know, mm-hmm. that's sort of
sarcastic.
But the plastic. A plastic is every Saturday, right? I don't even know what to ask him. No one cares about the house. He's the only person cares about the house. That's why house is so awful. He cannot handle this backyard, you know. Plastic every Saturday, right? He goes to the slab. They have washing machine or something, but it's just job lips, you know? No, not the boat.
Does he go to the dry cleaner or what?
Well, any cleaner he can bring, so tons of cleaner, first cleaner, right? He spends about half a paycheck as cleaning clothes and bring cleaner, right? And he comes up with the cleaning thing, the hand cleaning, it's kind of ocean cleaning, something, it's the price and everything, exactly copied, exactly. Oh. Exactly, you know, the double thing and everything, right? And this is from Life magazine, he usually takes an axe. He's a very intelligent person, he's a self-made man, but read well, and reads like Chaucer and Homer, and, you know, read all the classics, you know. And very typical good citizen, the Catholic man, you know.
Is that his hat also?
Yes, that's his hat. And, no, this is not his hat, this is Harriet's hat, I think. And This is the flower, you know. I just wanted to make a joke, you know. I wonder if he looks at this photograph. It's for Life Magazine, most scandalous photograph, you know.
What is that?
This is a photograph about how the Alpacas New Yorker behave, New Yorker anyway, behave in a party, you know. Life Magazine, right? This lady is actually ready to get really drunk, and I don't know what the photograph and putting this in the sort of that kind of party scenes and all this. Just decadence.
Was it Life Magazine photograph?
Yeah, it was Life Magazine pages, right? And obviously he must have been looking at this part very often because it was very wrinkled up compared to other pages, right? Mm-hmm. Since he's the only person sitting there watching Life Magazine, that time there were all those new things comes out. Jimi Hendrix, Life Magazine was thinking what to do. You know, sort of go for the publication to go down.
Yeah.
And I think it closed up shortly after. So I was wondering, yeah, how this guy looks, think about looking at this very revealing thing, Playboy, like he, that's girl, Playboy, that thing, right? How do you think Joe's dream, right? Maybe put fancy hat on, put my daughter flower on it, you know? You know, how about this girl like this and walks into the field, you know? And he was walking into this dimension, right? Mm-hmm. He walks into the field, and it looks like the field that comes out, mm-hmm, like it's hard to look exactly from...
Right. From and this part is kind of heart-shaped anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also this looks like a great big frog looking at like one eye of an eye, you know? And right. It looks like a mouse and eye, right? Then shoes got in, right? Walk like in, right? And this red is... And he wanted to give the flower, but he even forgot, and the ribbon was there, right? I just put the red on the red purpose, but they put the ribbon on it. Mm-hmm. Same shiny material and all this stuff. But sometimes I put things just share composition about concern, like this one right here, you know. Right. I just couldn't find anything to contact to this one. I put it up a lot of chairs here, you know. Yeah. Just doesn't look right. Finally, I had to put this one on it, you know. Mm-hmm. It's sort of rough, because this is a little bit shorter, this is bigger, and everything goes like this way, right? So, this comes out. Okay, you know, like this one, the same as some connection between this and dream and reality, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Reality is just a piece of dream, and the dream was, boy, Joe walks into the field, man. I was going to make it to Joe's dream, but it's sort of so interesting, you know, it's obvious, right? And besides, I don't want to make ridicule out of this mother's dream world, right? So I mean, it's still life, right? It's still life. At the same time, it's very still life. It's only dream. In reality, nothing happened. He gets up, he fights, shut up, and then brushed his up, and like, help him, it's really cute.
Oh,
and
wow, brushing
with the red babe, and crash, right? And go to work, right? Comes back, right? And my cup got the babe and the cup came back in my... Try to clean up too much of it, put everything in every corner, no matter where, just take it, right?
Uh-huh.
Kick everything in, that's enough. don't keep it, you put plastic cover over it. You know? Oh, that house was awful. But he really appreciated, he's the one telling me what the meaning of indispensable, right? My English is very poor. He said, you made yourself really indispensable to this house. He's really, the way he talk, I like, right? He always is smiling, right? You made yourself. You're a tiny guy. I really like him. We used to go grocery together, you know. He carried all those clippers, like just a genie, you know, those coupons, right? And because and have a long list because a lot of kids, so all the three kids and their friend and everything, and myself and everything, all the long list, I called all every item taken, right? It took 2 hours to do it every month. This is Donald's one. Sorry, pretty heated. The same thing. Never changed. Nothing changed. That's what Joe's concerned, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, how about a hand in the fort?